B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Caro podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
What's the meanest thing an ex has ever done? You're going to have a hard time topping Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, this is kind of dirty. So Olivia Wilde, you know, they have kids together. I don't think they were married, but they do have two children. And she was on stage doing like a talk about this new movie she's got coming out at this film fest in Vegas. And this woman, random woman, came up on stage and handed her a folder. It was child custody papers. Like, it was a process server that, like, handed over papers while she was in the middle of her, like, presentation about her new movie.
She got served.
Yes.
On stage.
Well, you're saying, like, the meanest thing an ex has ever done. Are we sure that, like, Jason Sudeikis said, she's going to be on stage, do it there to publicly embarrass her?
Well, I guess the process servers are sent out there by the lawyers, but the lawyers ask their client, like, do you know where they're going to be? And he had to say, like, yeah, she's going to be at this film convention in Vegas.
I don't know that he specifically said you should go do this and embarrass her in front of a bunch of people and make it really public like that. But I'm sure he could have said, like, please don't do something like that, knowing that she's a public figure. That's Ted Lasso, man.
I know. That's why it's dirty. Hard to.
I know.
Yeah.
It's dirty.
It's absolutely rootin' tootin' Ted Lasso.
You can call us. You could tell us about the mean thing your ex did to you. Or even better, you can tell us about the mean thing that you did to your ex. 404-741-0985. Erica in Stone Mountain.
I was engaged to this guy, and he cheated on me, and we broke up. But the frustrating part about it was, when I came at him.
Came at him with what?
You know, I just was like, you know, I know you're cheating on me.
Right.
And he didn't even deny it. He just packed up his stuff and left.
I mean, did you want it to be like a long drawn out conversation? Isn't it better just like a clean break?
You at least want them to explain their terrible
behavior.
Yeah,
you want them to own it, right?
Yeah. I mean, at least say something. Show some remorse.
So he did that to you. Did you do anything back at him?
No, you know, it wasn't even good enough that he just cheated on me. The mean thing about it is that he called me 3 months later, completely out of the blue. We hadn't spoken since the day that we broke up.
Please tell me he was calling to say, I've realized that I was wrong and I want you back.
No, he asked me, can I give him a quote on insuring a piece of jewelry?
Do you work in the insurance business, Erica?
I do. He was calling to get an insurance quote on an engagement ring that he had bought his new fiance.
No.
The person that he cheated on you with?
Yes. Like, how passive aggressive is that?
No. Passive. Nope. That's just plain aggressive. Folks, we have raised the bar pretty high. We're like starting with a high. Usually we start off slow. Yeah. We are starting off fast. 404-741-0985. Meanest things an ex has ever done. We made the mistake of asking for the meanest thing an ex has ever done. Holy mackerel. People have got to start being kinder to one another. Kim in Atlanta.
We were going through a divorce, and we went to court because he said I said some derogatory things about his mother. And so when he came to court, he brought the woman he was cheating on me with, and he brought his mother. And he had recorded some things that I said about his mother. And he was so convincing to the judge. He asked the judge, can my mother please leave the courtroom? I don't want her to hear the bad things she said. And the bad thing about it is the judge was believing it, and she was motioning for the bailiff to come and get me.
Oh, my God.
No.
Who is this psychopath?
Yeah.
How did it all turn out?
When she was motioning for the bailiff, I said, wait a minute, judge, I need to tell my part. And so I said, he came to my house. He said, can I give you a child support check? I said, yes. I said, he was in the kitchen writing a check. I was in my bedroom writing a check for my rent. And I said, judge, when I locked up, he was standing in my bedroom with no clothes on and a check in his hand.
What?
And so when she heard that, she immediately shut it down. And I was telling the truth. And everyone in the courtroom was laughing, but I kept a straight face because I was serious.
Why did I become a DJ? I should have been a judge.
Yeah, right.
No question. What a wonderful job that must be. Did you hear all? It's like she has a front row seat to the Jerry Springer Show every day.
Exactly.
Thanks for the call, Kim. 404-741-0985. It's Tad, Drex, and Kara looking for the meanest thing an ex has ever done. it's going to be hard to top Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah, I this is so crazy that he served his ex. They weren't married, but Olivia Wilde served her custody papers while she was on stage at like a Comic-Con in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. So
in front
ugly.
Of all these people.
Donna and McDonough, meanest thing you could do to an ex.
Okay, this is really a dumb story. It's mean but dumb. So I had a breakup with a boyfriend. No big deal. It was not that big a loss. But he breaks up, and about a month later, he calls to borrow my car. This has been a number of years, so I'm going to take a new girlfriend. So I'm kind of dating myself because I was driving a Ford Escort at the time. I should have let him take the car because that would have truly impressed his new girlfriend, right?
Dude, I don't know who's meanest.
You guys have a wonderful day. Take care.
You could say yes and then like even rent like an Aries K car, even downgrade from the Escort. We asked this question on Facebook, mean things to do to an ex.
Dee Dee Tumlin said that she dated a guy who cheated on her, so her brother poured sugar in his 1972 fully restored Chevy Nova gas tank and busted out all of his windows. Then Jessica Sanchez took her ex-boyfriend's car, got it wrapped and changed the color, and then parked it a block away. Well, the dude couldn't find it, so he called the police saying that it was stolen. 4 days later, the police contacted him and said that, hey, dude, your car's in impound, and it cost him $1,000 to get it out, and he still didn't think it was his because the color was different.
It was his own car.
And my favorite was Renee Dawson. She downloaded a Chrome extension that turned all photos and videos displayed in the browser to Nicholas Cage and convinced her ex that it was a virus and charged him $100 to fix it.
She fixed it.
Yes.
That's great.
Anonymous in Marietta, the meanest thing an ex has ever done.
My ex actually destroyed almost everything I've ever owned. He also dumped out my mom's ashes and he threw her urn in standing water. When I found it about a month later, it was all rusted out.
Dude. That is the low. We asked for the meanest thing an ex has ever done.
What was his like reason for doing that? Did he have a motive at all?
Well, I think that he was kind of having what we would call a psychotic break.
Yeah.
But he did try to claim that it was the cops that did it. I was like, really? Cops go around dumping out people's urns? Like, that's really jacked up. Even car thieves will return people's ashes.
Yeah. So you're lower than the car thieves, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I think that will definitely top us off there. Anonymous in Marietta. It's like, my ex destroyed all of my stuff, and all I got was winning a lousy contest on a radio station.
I didn't even get a prize.
Giving you the stuff you need so you can start your crazy day. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. It's 724. Clouds today with a high of 80. Clouds and scattered showers tomorrow. 57 in Midtown. Ronald Acuna Jr. is back, and the Braves have returned to their winning ways, beating the Cubs 5-1. What's going on, Kara?
After giving the kids a 2-year hiatus, those dreaded milestones tests are back. And this year, the scores are counting. So for high schoolers, this accounts for 20% of their total grade. And for 3rd, 5th, and 8th graders, it could decide if they get to move on to the next grade or not.
These tests are also good, like, if you're questioning paternity at all. Because, so my daughter took one of those, and we got the results in the mail yesterday. And it was, nonverbal, so, really problem-solving in math. My daughter was average. A little bit below, but verbal, she was 99th percentile. All right, she got that honest.
When was the last time you guys Googled yourself?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you may
to
want
that.
To.
Really?
It is kind of scary, but depending on what you discover, you can now ask them to remove certain information that pops up.
Oh, good.
Like your address and phone number. It's actually supposed to make things more difficult for identity thieves to do their thing.
Drex, I notice you're Googling yourself right now. What are you finding?
All my addresses, full cell phone numbers right
See?
There.
You might want to put your little request in to get that taken off. Now, it won't completely strip it from the internet, but it will take it out of the Google search engine.
It's funny. You're worried about your addresses and phone numbers. All I care about is the unflattering photographs.
I don't care about that.
So if you've been looking for a new hot date night spot, there are 4 Georgia restaurants that have just been named to Forbes Travel Guide as some of the best on the planet. This was out of 253 locations. 2 were from Atlanta and 2 from Sea Island made the cut. So Colton Allison and the Georgian Room from Sea Island, those big spots. Now, Atlas Buckhead and Bacchanalia are said to be the best in Atlanta. I haven't been to either one of those spots, but I think they're definitely going to be on the list now.
Yeah.
I have two children under 7, so it's Chuck E. Cheese or bust for me.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
We are sponsored by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Good morning, Marian Canton.
Good morning.
Hi, could you kick our pop culture princess out of the studio?
Bye. See you later. Good luck to you.
Good luck to you, Mary. I'm out of here.
Kara will step out. We'll ask you these 5 trivia questions and bring Kara back in. Ask her the same questions. If you answer more right than Kara, she's going to pay you $100 of her own money. Are you ready, Mary?
I am ready.
Question number 1. Betty White's L.A. house has hit the market for $10 million. What state did the Golden Girls live in?
Florida.
Number 2, digital sneaker sales that can only be worn in virtual reality are booming. What company is our country's largest sneaker manufacturer?
Nike.
Number 3, the carpool karaoke guy, James Corden, is leaving the Late Late Show, at the end of the year. What major network does that show air on?
NBC.
Number 4, the Falcons selected a wide receiver for their first pick in the NFL draft last night. Who was the longtime Falcons receiver that left back in 2021?
Matt Ryan.
Number 5, Olivia Wilde was served custody papers while on stage at a convention this past week. What former boy band member has Olivia been dating?
Harry Styles.
All right, going to bring Kara back in.
All right, Mary and Kent on a Friday did well. We had super tough questions, so we'll see what happens when we ask Kara the same cues.
All right, she's making her way in, ready for the same questions.
Ready.
Number 1, Betty White's L.A. house has hit the market for a cool $10 million. What state did the Golden Girls live in?
Florida.
That's what Mary said, 1-1.
Number 2, digital sneaker sales that can only be worn in virtual reality are booming. I get free shoes in Animal Crossing all the time. What company is our country's largest sneaker manufacturer?
Nike?
Yeah, too easy to miss. That's what Mary said, 2-2.
Number 3, the carpool karaoke guy, James Corden, is leaving the Late Late Show at the end of the year. What major network does that show air on?
CBS.
Mary said NBC, so Kara's up 3-2.
Number 4, Falcons selected a wide receiver with their first pick in the NFL draft last night. There are no quarterbacks?
Right?
What's going on? Who was the longtime Falcons receiver that left back in 2021?
Julio Jones.
Mary was going the QB route. She said Matt Ryan. So it's 4-2. Kara's up.
Finally, number 5, Olivia Wilde was served with custody papers while on stage at a convention this past week. What former boy band member has she been dating?
Harry Styles.
That's what Mary said, but it doesn't matter. Final score this morning, 5-3. Mary and Canton, are you smarter than Kara?
No, I'm not even close.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,260 wins and just 39 losses.
Sorry, Mary.
That's okay. Good game.
Good game.
No cash, but you're going to go see Sheryl Crow at Cane's Bank Amphitheater at Chastain Park July 19th. The tickets are on sale at LiveNation.com.
That's awesome. That's a win.
We play every weekday morning at 6:35 and 7:35. You can always sign up. Just go to TadDrexandKara.com.
You goofed, and now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Graduation season, and Heather, you need our help asking forgiveness for a sign incident. What does that even mean?
You know those signs people put up with the names of the students graduating in the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're everywhere now.
The humble brag.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the lady who volunteered to have the sign made with the printers put her daughter's name right at the top in bold print so it would stand out more than the other kids.
Oh my God.
Hang on a second. Is her daughter the valedictorian or deserves this kind of credit?
No, that's the crazy thing.
I could imagine driving past it into the neighborhood every single day would start eating at you. But I mean, what can you do about it, though, Heather?
Well, there's what I can do and there's what I should have done. And I feel bad because I should have waited a few days to calm down.
Oh, no.
But you didn't wait a few days to calm down.
No, and I might have had a few glasses of wine.
Uh-oh.
And then I stole the sign and I destroyed it because I just didn't want her to get away with it.
Took the sign and destroyed it?
So now,
I know, I acted like a child.
Nobody gets honored because of...
Yeah, exactly. And people are talking, like on Nextdoor and Facebook, and yeah. I'm worried somebody's going to have me on their doorbell camera. Like, I'm going to have to move.
Oh, you don't want to have to move right now with the real estate market the way
terrible.
That it is.
But you feel bad about what you did. I mean, you want to try and make this right?
I feel terrible. Like, I really, really feel like the Karenest of Karens. I feel so bad.
So what's this lady's name?
It's Diane, and okay. I'm hoping that I can offer to have another sign made and that she'll understand and will just let me apologize a lot and replace it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
I don't know if she will.
You want to get ahead of this so that the whole neighborhood doesn't think of you as the sign destroyer.
I know, or like the internet.
Well, yeah, I mean, you could get a cool badge, like a fun badge on Nextdoor. I bet they make you get your own avatar or something.
All right, sit tight. We're going to get Diane on the phone. We'll clear this all up, okay?
Thank you, guys.
You need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Talking about neighborhood graduation signs, Heather told us that one of her neighbors, Diane, volunteered to have the sign made so she could put her daughter's name at the top in a bigger and bolder font. Well, Heather was annoyed, had some wine, stole the sign, and now she's regretting it. She needs our help asking Diane to forgive her before the rest of the neighborhood finds out. Sit tight, Heather. We're going to get your neighbor, Diane, on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Diane?
Yes, this is Diane.
Hi, this is Tad, Drex, and Kara. We're calling from B98.5.
Like the radio?
Yes. We just got word that you had a sign stolen in your neighborhood. It was a graduation sign honoring the graduates from your neighborhood. Is that right?
It just blew away.
Oh, okay. And so, I mean, what's the next play? You planning on replacing it, or how does that work?
Oh, I called Lamar, and I'm waiting to hear back.
Lamar?
It's the billboard company.
This was a billboard?
Not originally. At first it was a sign, but these kids work so hard, and I want them to be honored in a really big way. And I'm obviously not good at putting signs up, so I just thought I'd let professionals do it, get it really big, and everyone can see it.
A billboard sounds expensive. Do you know how much those cost?
Well, I'm waiting to hear back for the final quote, but I think it's around $5,000.
Oh, my.
$5,000?
That covers artwork and the installation, everything. And there is a spot on 75 near the ballpark that I want to see if it's available. It would be such a great spot for it.
Hold on a second. Diane, who's going to pay the $5,000?
I think the people in the neighborhood will chip in.
Oh, no.
Hang on, Heather. Diane, your neighbor Heather is on the phone, and she asked us to help her out with something here this morning. This is a feature on her show called Forgive and Forget.
This is the most awkward thing I've ever done in my life. Like, I stole the sign. I had some wine, and I took it. I'm so sorry.
Diane, Heather said that you put your daughter's name at the top in big, bold letters so it would stand out more than the other kids' names. She got mixed up with some yellow tail.
No, that was a mistake. I volunteered to have the sign made because my cousin is a printer, and so he got us a really good deal, but he did that. He did that on his own. I never asked him to put Hannah's name at the top like that.
If I pay for the replacement sign for all of it, can you please cancel the billboard? And is there any way I could ask you to keep this between us? I know I don't have any right to ask that.
Could you cancel the $5,000 billboard and replace it back with the $100 sign that was originally there?
And Heather, there's not a whole lot of keeping things between us. We're on the radio with a million listeners this morning.
Well, how would they know what neighborhood? There's a lot of neighborhoods in Atlanta.
It's Indian Hills and East Colorado. Oh.
So, ladies, do we have a deal here? Heather pays for the replacement sign. Diane, you keep it under wraps and you don't make a big deal out of this. Do you forgive Heather, Diane?
If Heather pays for that replacement, I'll cancel the billboard, and I will make sure, I promise, that Hannah's name is at the bottom in a 16-point Times New Roman font, just like everyone else.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.